This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
So my favorite song this time of year...
O-Tannenbaum?
Yeah, you know why?
Let me guess.
Because it's about a tree.
You've got a serious case of arborphilia going on, which I guess makes sense for a tree guy.
I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, and this is Something Wild.
And this time of year, I'm not the only one showing some tree love.
You're not kidding. Modern Yuletide rituals abound with trees. Why is it that each December we festoon our houses with evergreen foliage? Or close facsimiles.
It's complicated, but bringing nature indoors is a common holiday theme, especially around winter solstice.
The longest night of the year.
Right, and during this dark time of the year, we humans have always pined, especially for daylight, and the life and color it makes possible.
Pined?
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. But it was to pine and other evergreens that many of our forebears turned for inspiration. That green, those unchanging leaves, represent the renewal of life while warding off the dark evil spirits.
And evergreens are more than just pine and spruce. Oh, by gosh, by golly, let's not forget about mistletoe and holly.
Yeah, ancient tree worshippers believed that mistletoe possessed magical powers because it grew high in the oaks, which are, of course, bare this time of year. But mistletoe sheds lush green leaves, even in midwinter.
Sounds like a pretty hardy shrubbery.
And versatile. There are more than 1,400 species of mistletoe worldwide on every continent except Antarctica.
So how does mistletoe grow without touching the soil?
They have modified roots called haustoria, which tap into the circulation system of the host plants to get water and nutrients.
Sounds like mistletoe is a bit of a parasite.
Well, in fact, it is. A hemiparasite, to be precise, making some energy from photosynthesis, but getting most of it from its host.
But being a parasite isn't necessarily a bad thing. Some forest ecologists think that introducing mistletoe into degraded forests might actually help restore the health of the overall ecosystem.
How lovely are thy branches.
And we like our trees healthy. Until, of course, we cut them down and put them in our living room.
Right. Well, bringing those evergreens inside is a long-standing tradition dating back to pre-Christian, pagan, and Roman practices who decorated with boughs from trees.
But I think I remember hearing that the tree is a more recent tradition.
Legend has it that Martin Luther invented the thing that we recognize as the Christmas tree.
The 95 Theses guy?
The same. Well, so the story goes that Luther was walking home one winter evening. It was one of those clear, crisp nights. There was probably even a little snow on the ground. He was walking through the trees, composing his next sermon in his head. And as he cast his gaze around, looking for the right words, he saw stars twinkling in the atmosphere through the canopy of the trees around him.
Nice.
He wanted to reproduce that image. So when he got home, he put up a tree in the main room and he decorated its branches with lighted candles to represent the stars.
And a new tradition was born.
Or so legend has it. Thy candles shine so brightly.
But it was a while before Americans really picked up on this tree tradition.
Yeah, some historians argue that New Hampshire's own President Franklin Pierce sparked our national love affair with the Christmas tree by placing one in the White House in the 1850s.
Now they're all over the place.
More than 350,000 acres are dedicated to growing Christmas trees in this country.
That is big business.
Well, in New Hampshire alone, there are more than 200 Christmas tree farmers.
So if you're decking your halls with a sprig of mistletoe, a tree, or a Yule log, you're honoring a long legacy of bringing nature indoors to celebrate the holiday season.
Much pleasure thou canst give us.
And from all the Something Wild team, happy holidays. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Andrew Perella is our producer.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Special thanks to Dan Lurch, who arranged and composed O-Tannenbaum for this episode.
Nine wells?
What makes New Hampshire, New Hampshire? Is it the people? The Synchro sisters come marching into town like they've never seen a cloud in the sky.
Or is it the landscape?
We glide out beyond Willoughby Point until Chikuro Island, Church Island, as it's
perhaps it's a little of both. I'm Sam Evans Brown, and this holiday season, consider supporting the station that connects you to the people and places unique to New Hampshire with a tax-deductible year-end gift to NHPR. Give now at nhpr.org.